Talk about the improvement of the offensive line in the second half.
Yeah, no, I thought they, they basically started off the game. I think they improved the whole game. You know, I think that those guys played a much better game. And, again, I'd say the big thing is, you know, I think this is something we always say is that it's an improvement league, you know, so we have to keep trying to get better every – it's a different challenge this week.
How did Mance and Clark play?
Good, yeah, I thought they played solid. I thought they played pretty solid, tough. No MEs. Mance did some good things in there, and Mance, you know, more than likely will continue to be the right guard.
It seemed like J.J. was forcing Dalton out of the pocket. I know he didn't have any sacks, but what did you think of the job he did?
Yeah, I mean, J.J.'s presence, you know, a lot of people focus their blocking on J.J. That opens it up for other people. And when they don't and he's one-on-one, you know, many, many times, like you said, he forced his quarterbacks out of the pocket. Doesn't matter who it is. You know, it's tough to block him one-on-one. You know, that's why when they focus their attention on him, it opens it up for other guys.
New week, new challenge. What's the message to the team this week?
Yeah, no, it's a big challenge. It's obviously the Patriots played really well yesterday. It's a road environment. We've got to be able to go up there and handle the road environment. You know, obviously they don't lose too often at home. Got a great team. But, you know, look, we came back and played better the other night on a short week. We got a resilient bunch of guys here. And, you know, I'm glad that we have a little bit longer week. So, you know, our guys can get healed up and ready to go. We have a good practice week and go up there and play hard.
Y'all played against Brady and the Patriots a few times now. You saw the preseason practice. Does that help much as part of preparation or is it zero?
Zero. I mean, we haven't beaten them. So, doesn't really help too much.
How important is an offensive line to the development of a young quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important. I think that anytime, I don't really care if you're young or if you're a veteran quarterback. You need guys up front that are blocking well for you, give you time to throw the ball. And like I said, I thought the other night, and it wasn't just the line. I thought the backs helped. The backs did a great job of helping on the edge and. Lamar Miller did a nice job picking up blitzes, so tight ends also. So, you know, we had Evan Bayless last week. Hopefully we'll get Griffin and Anderson back this week. But, you know, all those guys combined, if they can give the quarterback a little bit of time, regardless of whether he's a rookie or a veteran, that's big.
Bill, with Gardner McKinney, we talked a lot about stopping the run, but he was a pass rusher, that element of his game. What do you see from him? He was productive this past game.
Yeah, no, he's done a good job in that area for us. He's got good length. He's got good athleticism. He understands the blocking schemes. He's got good guys around him that forces a lot of one-on-ones relative to him. You know, sometimes they're doubling this guy over here, 99, or they're doubling 90, or they're doubling 59, and that frees him up. So he's one-on-one with a guard or one-on-one with a tackler or a center. We line him up all over the place. So I think he does a good job of taking advantage of that.
You know, why is it defensive linemen rotate in and out all the time, but you can't do that with offensive linemen?
Yeah, you know, I go back and forth on that a little bit, John. I mean, I think that a lot of times the chemistry and the communication of the offensive line is a little bit different relative to having five guys that play together that really understand, you know, hey, they almost speak for each other, meaning, you know, they see it through the same set of eyes. It's a little bit different. They have to see the whole picture sometimes, maybe more so than a defensive lineman. A lot of times defensive linemen are basically maybe one gapping or two gapping, and it doesn't require too much communication. I think it has a lot to do with the communication of the offensive line. You try to keep the same five guys together. But at the same time, when I say I go back and forth on that, I'm going to play the best five guys. I'm going to play the guys that are playing the best, and that's what we're going to try to do moving forward and make it competitive in practice and try to put the best five out there.
What did you think of Cunningham and Cole while they were out there?
Yeah, they both got game balls for special teams. They did a nice job. Zach did a nice job, had a couple big tackles. One I can remember right now on third down, about third and three, tackled the guy short of the first down. Dylan was all over the field on special teams, did a nice job. Both those guys, they just need to keep getting better.
Special teams, the coverage, what do you see from that in terms of gunners getting blocked and things like that?
Right? Yeah, it's a little inconsistent. We've had some, you know, some different guys in there. Just look, I think that goes back to the first question of, you know, relative to the offensive line. I think early in the season, it's all about improvement. So watch the tape. What do you have to get better at? Because when the – it all works together. When the punt was really good, which was a lot, Shane did a nice job overall punting. When the punt was directed properly and put where it needed to be, the coverage was excellent. It all kind of works together, you know. So sometimes if you leave it in the middle of the field, it's tough. But when it is directed, they have to cover. And that's – you know, that's doesn't matter what's happening over there to the punt team. If the ball is – there's good hang time and it's directed properly, they got to get down there and cover. And that's where we got to get better, just more consistent.
Would you practice having someone like Foreman, who's a downhill runner, make on your team?
Say that again.
Like, what impact is having Dante Foreman on your team if he's a downhill runner? He just get those couple extra yards.
Yeah, no, he's a tough runner. He thought he had a decent game last week. He'll continue to play. He's got to help us on special teams. He's going to continue to play on offense. Yeah, I mean, it's good to have. I mean, look, I think Lamar does some things both inside and outside. I think Deontay does some things. They're different backs. Deontay's a little bit bigger, things like that, but I think both of those guys are a good combination.
In terms of improvement, looks like Tyler Irvin just keeps getting better and more versatile for you. Are you guys seeing making some strides?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's getting better. He's a very hardworking kid. You know, every game for him relative to receiver especially, something new comes up that we can teach and we can work on the following week. And he just works. I mean, he's a very, very diligent guy, and he because of his work ethic and his athletic ability, he'll continue to get better.
Does it help that a quarterback like Watson played in a lot of really big games in college when he's going to a place like Foxborough?
I think so. I mean, look, I think anybody that's played in the type of games that he's had to play in, look, it's different. Obviously, it's National Football League, but, you know, he's played in some national championship games. He's played in big games relative to the ACC in college. Just the environment, dealing with the noise, dealing with the big game environment. I think that's important. Now, dealing with the Patriots defense relative to a college defense, that's a whole other thing. So I'm just talking about, you know, noise level and things like that. And, you know, the thing about Deshaun is he doesn't get nervous. I mean, I asked him before last week's game, you know, are you nervous? He goes, no, I don't get nervous. So, and I see that. So I don't really concern myself too much with that.
Better now that he's got that start out of the way and has more time to prepare. What are you going to look for him in this game that maybe he wasn't able to do on the short week?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. I think that he's been in here already this morning. And I think the more reps he gets, the more you know, the game reps, obviously, but the practice reps, you know, he'll get the bulk of the first team reps now. And I just think just based on that alone and his film study and learning from week to week, he'll get better and better.
Are there any limitations on what you can or can't call with, like, a rookie quarterback, especially starting so early in the season, especially going to New England?
I don't feel any limitations. He's a different quarterback, you know, so I think that it's relative to what each guy can do, and with Deshaun, he can do some different things, you know, and so I don't, relative to what his skill set is and what he knows and what he can do, I don't think there's any limitations.
His legs and his mobility has opened up a totally different part of the playbook.
I mean, that's obvious, right? I mean, I don't know about the playbook. I'm just saying his legs, I mean, he had the longest run that we've had here in a while, right? So I think his legs probably give us something.
In the past, you've talked about how when you're running the football, as the game wears on, you want it to get better and better and better. But against a team like New England, I imagine you want to keep their offense off the field as much as you can. How do you get the running game going as quickly as you can?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it goes. I mean, we're going to have to do what we can do to take what they give us. You know what I mean? Like, we have to we can't just go in there and just pound our head on the wall. We've got to try to do a good job of staying balanced and take what they give us. And yeah, I mean, their offense, I think Tom threw for 177 yards in one quarter or something like that. I mean, so you're going to do the best you can to you know, obviously to keep them on the sideline. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's all about moving the ball, doing your job on defense, doing your job on offense, doing your job on special teams, and hopefully being in it in the fourth quarter. That's what we're looking to do.
Bill, did you see it different? Did you see it different
I mean, I don't think. No, I see the same look every game with him. I mean, look, I think he's, you know, he's a guy that's always going to be very hard on himself relative to his level of play. I mean, he's the best defensive player in the league. So I think that his standard of play is, even just with himself, is way up here. And so when he doesn't think he plays well, he's going to tell you guys that. But I can tell you that from our coaching standpoint, we all look to improve all the time, but that's a guy that plays at a very high level all the time. And I see the same look in his eye every day, really, to be honest with you.